book distribution, and temple worship. Yes, the verse concerning Archivigraha is like this. Archye Vishnao, Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Budir. The meaning is that one should not think of the deity as made of stone or wood, etc. Another verse is, Archayam Eva Haraye Pujamya Shraddhaye Yate. The meaning is that one who worships the deity with great devotion, but doesn't show any devotion to the devotees of the Lord, or doesn't preach Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the public, he is in the lower stage of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada letter to Madhusudana, 1st of February, 1968. Regarding your questions about details for deity worship, I have already mentioned in a previous letter that I shall teach you these things when I arrive in London. In the meantime, there is no necessity for you to increase deity worship. For the time being, these new deities may be put away nicely until I personally install them and instruct you very nicely how to tend for them correctly. For the present, you may join Sankirtan party because I know that your presence will enliven everyone. Actually, temple worship is for the neophyte devotee, and the preacher is in a higher position than the neophyte. That is the definition given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The advanced devotee should be very much enthusiastic in preaching the transcendental message of Lord Chaitanya, and temple worship should be entrusted to the newcomers or neophytes. Srila Prabhupada letter to Yamuna Dasi, August 12, 1969. In this age, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is the prime business of the devotee, and preaching of this Hare Krishna mantra by outdoor sankirtan and propagation of literature is our more important business. Side by side, deity worship is recommended, but when there is question of accepting one of them, we shall prefer to accept chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra first. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, 5th of September, 1969. Sankirtan and distributing Back to Godhead and our other literatures is the field work of this movement. Temple worship is secondary. People are invited to come to the temple to see the behavior of the devotees, specifically in the matter of purification. There are two kinds of purification methods, external and internal. In our Krishna consciousness movement, deity worship helps to keep us externally purified, and Sankirtan helps keep us internally purified. So as far as possible, we shall execute both of these processes simultaneously, and by your exemplary character, the general mass of people will be benefited. Our hearts, in material condition, are filled with all dirty things, and this Krishna consciousness movement is the cleansing process. Srila Prabhupada letter to Chidananda, December 15, 1969. That is a fact. This plan of Sankirtan is the only way for our success. Sankirtan, love feast, and selling back to Godhead, they are our primary engagements, and next temple worship. Temple worship is needed for the intersection. In the beginning, Sankirtan is more important for drawing the attention of the people in general. Last night I went to see our men chanting in Hollywood Boulevard, and I saw it was so fine and satisfactory. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 8th of January, 1970. Now work with great enthusiasm and ask Himavati to take care of the deities very, very nicely. Both of you have seen in L.A. how much they are careful about deity worship. We have to make our steady progress, keeping both sides in balance, namely Pancharatriki Vidi and Bhagavad Vidi. The Pancharatriki Vidi is archana, or temple worship, and the Bhagavad Vidi is to preach by chanting and distributing literature. Although chanting is quite sufficient to cover all the Vidis, still, to keep ourselves pure and sanctified, we must observe the rules and regulations of Pancharatriki Vidi. Our London deities are certainly very, very nice, and everyone is captivated by seeing the smiling face of the Lord. It is very enchanting. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, 12th of March, 1970. At first, I must thank you very much for your slides and the viewer, which I enjoy whenever I find some time. The pictures of the London Temple immediately get me there, and I enjoy your company, so I can understand that everything is going on well in the London Temple. The service of the Lord should be so nicely executed that Radharani will bestow upon you blessings, raising her right-hand palm. You have got a very nice wife, a devotee, and intelligent. So both husband and wife combined together, please see that the temple service is being executed regularly and nicely, and thus make your lives happy and successful. Side by side, both of you should train your junior brothers and sisters in the service of the Lord, so that in case both of you go for preaching work, the scheduled program of the temple may not be hampered. We should follow two important lines, namely the Pancharatriki Vidhi as well as the Bhagavat Vidhi. The Bhagavat Vidhi is preaching work and Sankirtan, and the Pancharatriki Vidhi is temple worship of the deities. The temple worship will keep us sanctified, and when we shall preach in sanctified pure heart, the preaching will be immediately effective. So we have followed the two parallel lines simultaneously for successful execution of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Gurudas, 15th of March, 1970. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated 12th of April, 1970, and the information is very encouraging. The more you worship the deity very nicely, all of you will feel very nice and peaceful spiritually. Therefore, this point should be very much carefully attended. Similarly, in London, Yamuna is also doing nicely, and all the wives of our students should be trained up for deity worship and cooking, and when possible, they should go outside on Sankirtan party with their husbands and others. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Hamsa Duda, 18th of April, 1970. As I have already said many times that we have to maintain two lines parallel, namely the path of Srimad Bhagavatam and the path of Pancharatriki, Srimad Bhagavatam is the path for the Paramahamsas, and Pancharatra path is for the neophytes. So the temple worship is necessary for the beginners so that by following the regulative principles, such devotees become more and more purified and thus gradually come on the platform to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So we shall always keep these principles in view and maintain our centers on this standard. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Satsvarup, 28th of May, 1970. I do not know what Kirtananda Maharaj has told you, but where there is want of pujaris, only Panchatattva picture should be worshipped by performance of kirtan, and as soon as Jagannath or Radha Krishna deities are installed, you will require some qualified pujaris immediately. If there is a scarcity of such qualified pujaris, each center should be satisfied only by worshipping Panchatattva of Lord Chaitanya by performance of Sankirtan. I am glad to learn that you are continuing your Maha Sankirtans. That is very nice. This is our main business. Temple worship is not so important as Sankirtan on the public roads and selling our literatures. Your class schedule is also very nice. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Damodar, July 1, 1970. Your proposal for a Grihastha traveling Sankirtan party is a very good one, but the temple work should not be neglected. Both things should go on simultaneously. Our process is to work on Bhagavat and Pancharatriki systems simultaneously. Deity worship is Pancharatriki system, and preaching is Bhagavat system. If we keep both systems in a regular way, that will help us solidly in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Mukundlal and Tilak Devi, September 24, 1971. When our routine work, like chanting, reading books, nice arti, deity worship, etc., is very nice, then our preaching will have effect. That is the secret. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Kirtananda Maharaj, December 12, 1971. You have my sanction to take with you Gornitai deities, carefully worship them, attending to them with regular artis and offering of boga. Be very careful to maintain a strict standard of worship, and whenever you arrive at a temple, you can place the deity on the altar. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Sudama, 26th January 1973. Regarding your question about taking Gornitai deities with you on traveling kirtan, this is not so important. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring India, he did not bring his deity with him. But if you can make proper arrangements, then you may take them. But if you say you have no Brahmins, then I think for the time being you may postpone this program. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Rupanuga, 14th of February, 1973. You mention about your temple bus, and that is very nice. When I saw Rupanuga's bus in New Vrindavan, I wanted that there be a whole fleet. But you should not take Radhakrishna traveling. Better you take Gaur Nitai. For serving Gaur Nitai, there is no offense. But if Radhakrishna is there, and there is some discrepancy, then there is great offense. And this should be avoided. Therefore, I gave the same advice to Vishnu John when I was in Pittsburgh. The idea of the temple bus is to attract them aboard back to Krishna, and the hippies and college students, anyone, will be very much attracted to the program. Now you have my full blessings. Go out and recruit some solid new devotees to help us push on this movement. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 23rd of March, 1973. To install deities in a moving vehicle is not very good. There is always danger of falling and breaking. Sudama already has experience of this. Why is deity worship being introduced? It should not be introduced because it is very difficult to maintain the standard under such circumstances. If you have a picture of Guru Gauranga, that is sufficient. You were wondering if you did the right thing by giving the deities to Sudama? So the answer is no. The deities may be brought back and worshipped in the temple as before. The idea of traveling Sankirtan is to distribute books, not to do deity worship. It is very difficult to maintain the standard of deity worship in the temple. How will it be maintained in a truck? Another thing is that opening temples should not be encouraged at this time. Subal did the same thing in Santa Fe years ago. Why again he is doing the same thing? Hamsa Dutta in Germany, instead of increasing the temples and deity worship, he has increased the Sankirtan parties. He is running on 8 new buses and distributing large quantities of literature. This is more important. Neglectful deity worship means offense. So make propaganda in this way. But in the bus there should not be deity worship. Simply the picture of Guru Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 15th of August, 1973. I am happy to note that you are traveling and preaching. This process was also practiced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the beginning of his sannyas life, he traveled all over India for almost 6 years, and my Guru Maharaj also traveled, and similarly I am also traveling. One thing is to know how practical it is to carry deities in the truck. By the jarring of the vehicle there may be some damage, and also I think that it is not possible to keep the top standard of worship, cleanliness, punctuality, offerings, etc. We must be very careful about deity worship. If it is neglectful, then it is very offensive, and that will not help us. We should not do it simply for show. My suggestion is that all of our buses should be outfitted with the picture of Guru Gauranga. That will be quite nice. Main business of traveling buses is to distribute books profusely. What do you think? Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 28th of August, 1973. My sanction for the deities in the touring van is still there, but I have heard that sometimes the deity falls down, so these things are objectionable. Touring and book distribution side by side, this is the main business. The general public will not be very much interested to see the deity. It is our personal business. When you conduct with the mass of people, Sankirtan is the main business. So considering all these points, you do the needful, I have no objection. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 4th of September, 1973. Regarding taking the deities out on Sankirtan, as advised by Tamal Krishna Goswami, occasionally the deities may come and go. However, you can let Tamal Krishna Goswami guide you in this connection. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhatta Gopal Das, 7th of September, 1974. I received today also the Chinese literature on the way to Krishna. One Chinese literature is 1,000 times better preaching than worshiping in the temple. But we have a place and the worship must go on. Without having a sitting place, how will people come to see us and talk with us? So try to distribute and publish as much as possible. I am coming there very soon, so please arrange for it. Srila Prabhupada letter to Trivikram Swami, 2nd of December, 1974. Because I am stressing one thing, book distribution especially, does not mean that everything else is not important. No, everything must go on. Please consult with your temple president or your GBC for direction as to what is our best engagement there in San Diego. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jyoti Ganeshwara Das, 16th of January, 1975. I have seen the pictures of the deity installation you have sent. It appears to be very nicely done. Stick to the principles. All the Brahmin devotees appear to be very nice. Do this and be happy. In your country, hundreds of temples like this must be open, town to town, village to village. I am very pleased. Another temple opened, another book published. That is the success of this movement. Without book distribution, the temple worship standard will also diminish. Therefore, both of them should go side by side. I can see in the pictures so many outsiders offering respect with awe and veneration. This deity worship is very important. As soon as you get sufficient initiated Brahmins, try to open another center. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kuru Shrestha Das, 28th of December, 1976.